You mean you got this all to yourself?
Yeah. No, I know I put it in here.
Your own telephone?
An extension.
Brother, imagine having privacy in your own home. Boy, Hank, you sure got it made.
She must have put it someplace.
Hey, what's this? Your folks aren't sending you to boarding school, are they?
No. They're not sending me.
Oh, no problem, Hank. I'll help you.
What happened, Hank?
Nothing, Mom. I was just looking for my...
Hank.
It's not her, Mom. I'm sorry. This is Robbie Douglas, Mom.
Hi, Miss Ferguson.
Douglas? Do you live over on Mill Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, your next-door neighbor, Mrs. Pearson, is a very old friend of mine. She talks about you boys all the time.
Where's my baseball glove, Mom?
Well, it's on the hook. I put up for it.
I didn't see it.
Well... Well, nice meeting you, Miss Ferguson.
I'll come back again, Robbie. Don't forget, dinner's at 6.
Oh, will Dad be home?
Not till tomorrow.
Okay. Well, see you later, Mom.
See you later.
Hey, how early ain't you? What happened in the meeting?
Well, we needed Abe for a quorum, and four of us showed up, so we gave the whole thing up and came home.
Oh.
We do this once every month, you know. Well, Chipper, what are you doing there? Making breakfast rolls?
Doing geography.
Oh.
Relief map of the North American continent.
Oh, yeah. Those raisins threw me a little.
They're the capitalists.
Bob, what is that program you've got on there?
That's Guilfoyle's Amateur Hour.
How long has Robbie been practicing?
Almost an hour. The toss-up, which goes first, his lip or my eardrums?
Hey! When are you going to sound the all clear?
Oh, I tell you, since that kid took up the trumpet, it's been like trying to study in the middle of a cat fight.
Listen, Mike.
Dad, when they sold you that thing, didn't they include a mute?
I gotta play loud or else I can't hear myself on account of the TV.
Where are you going? I'm gonna smash the Allegheny.
Does this kid always have to have something or laying around in the living room?
You get sore at me if I try and work in my room.
My room?
Mine.
Easy, man.
One thing I do like about your trumpet playing, it's so peaceful when you stop. A guy can't win. I get balled out if I don't practice, and I get balled out when I do.
We want you to practice, Robbie.
Where?
How about the garage?
Yeah, that's about the only spot left. Boy, did I see a neat place yesterday. Hank Ferguson's house.
Oh, is that George Ferguson's son?
I guess so. Those people know what a house ought to be like.
What's so special about this Ferguson place?
Well, there's no... mixing bowls laying around, or moldy dough, or flea-bitten dogs in their living room. And their place doesn't look like a Chinese laundry. And there's no radio blasting around when Hank has to practice. He doesn't get shoved into the dining room when he's got something important to do. He's got a swell room, all to himself. And a phone, where he can talk to someone in private without having to hide inside the closet.
Yeah, no kidding. He's got his own phone.
Hank doesn't have any brothers or sisters, does he?
Are you kidding? You know, it made me feel good just to go inside that house.
Hey, look out!
Everything's so nice and quiet. Some of these guys just got it made.
If he likes Ferguson's house so much, why doesn't he move in?
Yeah, then I'd have a room of my own.
Well, Chipper, you better go to bed, huh?
They can get the Rockies very high.
Well, you can make them higher tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Oh, don't bother to pick up that stuff. I'll clean it up for you. Take your map if you want. I'll be up and give you prayers in a minute.
Right. Come on, Jack. Come on, boy.
Well, now that the animals are settling, maybe I can get some studying done. His own phone, huh?
Don't get any ideas. You know, Bob, this place does look a little like it was just declared a disaster area.
It's a living room, isn't it? So we're living in it.
Yeah, I know. We get so used to it that it starts looking normal to us. But then Robbie gets a look at something like the Ferguson house.
He was just mad on account of what we said about his trumpet.
No, I don't think so. He's got a point. And a boy his age ought to have a room of his own, too.
Did you?
Well, no, but...
Well, neither did I.
I know, but if it's possible, a kid ought to have his own room. You know that.
Restless tonight.
Hey, Dad, the bathroom
faucet's stuck again.
There's water all over everything.
We're back.
Well, you two were home early.
Well, Hank said he was tired. Some salesman Dad knew were at the restaurant. I wanted him to stay and talk. Let me come on home.
Every other Wednesday's our night out. I'm with those guys all week.
Have a nice dinner?
Sure.
He always orders the same thing. Can't get him to try anything new.
Everything's okay. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're tired, dear, why don't you just run up to bed?
I want to talk about Greystokes.
Can't that wait?
Well, I sort of wanted to make the change at midterm.
Well, that's less than a month away.
I don't know how you got this idea in your head.
Well, you said yourself the military discipline would be good for me.
Greystokes is so far away.
Well, it's a good school. And the tuition's not too high. I'll work summers to help pay my way.
It's not the money.
Then can I go?
You'd be leaving all your friends.
I haven't got many.
Are you in trouble at school?
No. No, I'm not in any trouble.
You're not running away from anything, are you?
I just want to go to Greystokes.
All right.
Gee, thanks, Dad. You're sending the enrollment and admission fees right away. Well, I'll see you in the morning, huh?
Good night, Hank.
All right, Hank. You know, I've been thinking it might be good to have Hank's friends over more often. Perhaps to dinner or overnight.
Yeah. Don't expect Hank to change his mind about Greystokes.
Here we are.
Thank you.
I don't know what it is, but it sure looks pretty.
It's chocolate mousse.
No kidding. Moose?
I'll get it.
Hey, it's good.
Thank you, Robin.
Boy, you'll never get swell child like this in any boarding school.
It'll be okay.
That was Wilkinson. He wants me to meet him at Plainfield tomorrow. Looks like another weekend session.
But, George, I promised to spend the weekend with Aunt Martha. Poor Clara is so tied down, I did think it would do her good to get away.
I forgot about that. I guess I'll just have to call Wilkinson back.
I don't mind staying here alone.
Oh, no,
we couldn't
dear.
Do that. Why not? I'd be okay.
Hey, why don't you stay at my house over the weekend?
That's nice of you, Robbie.
But we couldn't ask your father to take care of Hank.
Oh, my dad won't mind. He loves crowds. Besides, it'll be nice to have someone around who agrees with me.
Oh, could I?
Boy, Hank, wait till I tell Bob I had a moose for dessert.
Hey, Bob, you took my other shoe tree.
Just a minute.
Fine, Eddie.
Hello?
We might as well go to our room.
Oh, Robbie. Just came in.
Hank Ferguson, my brother Mike. This is my other brother, Chip.
Hi.
Hi.
I'll be with you in a second. Hello? Oh, hi, Trish.
When's dinner gonna be ready?
It'll be ready when it's ready.
Jeepers, Bob, nobody eats this late.
You eat early, late, and in between times.
Come on a second, Trish. I can't hold it
now. Just turn the engine on.
Hank. Whose idea was it to use my shoe tree as a doorstop?
Is that what that is?
Yes, that's what that is. Oh, Bob, this is my first.
Hi, where's Robbie?
He's on the phone.
We're planning on slicking this place up soon.
Looks okay to me.
I don't suppose it looks anything like your house.
Not at all.
Everybody?
I think so. Come on.
Oh, wait, will you, Travis? Come here, will you?
Stevie.
I'll break one of your heads if you don't behave. Maybe I'll break both of them. Now, pick this stuff up.
This will be your bunk.
A swell.
That's Chip's stuff here.
Here are clean sheets and pillowcases.
Thanks, Bob.
I keep telling you guys to straighten this place up. Oh. Hank, I hope you'll be able to put up with this for a night or two.
I just wish my mother could see it.
You want to help me change the sheets, Hank?
Sure.
I gotta get my stuff.
Hey, come on, Chip, will you get out of here?
It's my room, too, you know.
Hey, Hank, what do you think?
Hey, Chip, you're not gonna bring all this junk into my room.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Bob? Hey, Bob, will you make him clear out of here and leave Hank and me alone?
Get my
not
stuff.
Not roller skates in that tent. What is this? You don't need this stuff.
Yes, I do.
And take that bale of hay with you.
Hey, Bob, come on, tell this kid that he can't bring this
stuff. Get out of here and leave Robbie alone. He has a guest.
Okay, will you tell him to put this stuff in the closet?
Help him get this junk out of here.
Help him. I'll get the rest later.
The lazy man. Don't let him out of here. Come on. Get out. Here.
Yeah, you can.
All right. I can make this house look like something, too, if I didn't have to double as upstairs maid and bouncer.
Brother, what a
guy's got to put up with in this house.
Yeah.
Let's take this top spread off him.
We just got to do something about that darn kid and his rock collection.
His house cleaning day around here, and Hank's been giving us a hand. Keeping house for four other fellas is no picnic.
Hello?
Hank?
Come down, boys.
Well, how are you getting along?
Swell, Mom.
But Claire didn't go away after all, so I came home. You could have stayed here with me.
I don't have to come home now, do I?
No, Hank, of course not.
Hey, somebody stole a vacuum cleaner. Where's the vacuum cleaner?
Chip's using it, Bob.
What, out in the backyard?
Yeah, it's great for Lee.
I just wanted you to know where you could reach me.
Okay, Mom.
La la la.
Well,
la, la,
la, have a nice time.
La, la.
Bye.
La 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 la. Here I come, Robbie. Hey!
George, are you with us this morning?
I'm sorry. I didn't sleep well last night. I'll wake up pretty soon.
I was saying your first big problem will be Houston. He just isn't doing a job for us. Hard to figure out, too. He's smart, has a fine background, but he just can't seem to reach people, get his point across.
That happens.
Maybe you can help him. If I ever knew a salesman who could communicate on every level, it's you.
Maybe Houston is trying too hard.
You beat him!
You
beat him!
You beat him!
You beat him!
Right here, I beat him!
You beat him!
I beat him! Come on, come on! Right here!
You know, part of Houston's trouble is that he has nobody but himself to think of. You and I are lucky to have wives and kids to work for. Gives a man purpose. Incentive. Did you find it, George?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, Roger.
On your mark! Get set! Go!
Oh, nice line!
What's going on here?
Oh, we'll polish the floor, Bob.
You what?
Come on in and look at it.
I should say I will. Come on in and look.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Not bad.
Yeah? Hey, the upstairs hall is even better. Come on, you guys.
Oh,
yeah, let's go.
Dad.
Come on.
Here,
I got this party boy. Come on.
Please,
it's going to be a blast. Come on.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You have the wrong number. That's all right.
Down here?
I'm right here, Bob.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if there isn't some way we can build a room down here for Robbie. It's just so much waste space.
Well, good luck.
Hey, come on, guys. Give me that. Hey, come on. Come on. Come
on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Well, I seem to be a little bit wilder than usual this weekend. Maybe I better try some tear gas.
I'm sorry.
All right, you guys.
Bob,
calm you down, turn loose an earthquake.
Bob, this is Hank's father.
Mr. Ferguson? All right, I hope you guys are proud of yourselves. I really don't know what to say, Mr. Ferguson. Your dad's right. Steve's a good father. What we need around here is some organization and a little more discipline. You know, Steve tries. He really tries. I think it's about time you fellas realize that this is a home. Not a football field or a circus ring. You gripe the way things look around here and the noise and all that. Raising three boys is not easy, you know. All right, then. So right here and now, there's going to be some strict changes.
new rules. And the first one is no keep-away games inside. And the second...
You're making a mistake.
What?
It's taken me only 2 minutes in this house to see that your family's got something. Something worth keeping. Why, you enjoy living together, sharing everything. Don't spoil it, or you'll end up sharing nothing, except maybe a feeling of relief when you get outside. And pretty soon you won't even want to come. I'm sorry. I have no right to talk that way to you, Mr.
O'Casey.
Well, I just dropped by to make sure that Hank was all right. Laura.
I was next door visiting the Pearsons. And since it was so close, I wanted to see Hank.
So did I. And now that I have, I'm going home. You're coming with me. We have a lot of house wrecking to do if we're ever going to build a home.
Yes, George.
We'll see you tomorrow, Hank.
Sure, Dad.
Nice meeting you, Mr. O'Casey.
Thank you. Well, I guess he kind of told me off.
Yeah. Boy, your dad's a real neat guy, Hank.
Sure is. You know, I've been thinking. Maybe I'd be smarter to wait till next fall to start at Greystoke's.
Sure. By then you may not even want to go at all.
Yeah. Well, I'll just get the place cleaned up.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll put his bathroom right in here. Plumbing. Shower here. Wash basin there. There. Oh, no. He managed to go to the bathroom to get to his bedroom. That's no good.
Robbie wants a private room, and I get clobbered.
Who said I wanted a private room?
You did, don't you remember?
Are you kidding? Half-Pint there couldn't get along without me.
Who could?
Keep my nose out of things, I'd be a whole lot better off. And from now on, that's exactly what I think I'm going to do.
I don't see how you stand him. One night, and he's already got my room looking like a gravel pit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, my dad's so fat.
Get him, Chris.
Get out of here.
Get him.
It's funny what a guy can get used to.
Landing here, run the stairs down this way. So, comes down the stairs and goes right into his bedroom here. Yes, that doesn't work out very well. We spend the summers here and go to Florida for the winter. Because we got no furnace.